Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM on a Friday morning. On the phone right now, I've got Mr. Nadeem Ashraf, who works for Nuffield Health Hospital, who's one of the sponsors here at Phoenix FM. Have I pronounced your name right?
Correct, okay. Ashraf, yeah.
Now, you work for Nuffield Health Hospital, don't you, as a bowel cancer surgeon, is that correct?
That's correct. I'm a consultant colorectal surgeon at Basildon University Hospital, work at Nuffield, and I'm also an endoscopy specialist and working at Eastwood and Rayleigh. So I do camera tests for the bowel and for the stomach.
I've just had one of those done.
All right, okay.
It's a bit embarrassing, isn't it?
And this is the thing to be aware of. It's not embarrassing to the people that do it, and it can save your life. So definitely something that we want to keep people aware of and get comfortable with.
Now, we know it's Bowel Cancer Awareness Month. First and foremost, what is bowel cancer?
Okay, so bowel cancer is the fourth most common cancer in the UK and the second biggest killer. It's a very common condition, and it's a cancer that affects the large bowel, and that's the part of the bowel, the intestine, which goes from your back passage all the way around to where your appendix is, and it meets the small intestine. So that's the rectum and the colon. And it's a cancer that will affect 1 in 15 men and 1 in 18 women during their lifetime.
And oh, wow.
We're seeing about 45,000 cases per year in the UK, so it's a very common condition.
So how do you actually, say me, for example, how would I become suspicious that I may have something wrong with me? What are the effects that it causes?
That's a very good question. Now, everyone is affected in different ways, and depending on where in the bowel the cancer develops, you may have different symptoms. The most common one is rectal bleeding or a change in bowel habit, usually towards more frequent or more loose. And in some patients, they may become anemic. Now, anemia, iron deficiency anemia, is very common in young women because of the periods and menstruation. But if you're not menstruating or you're a man, iron deficiency anemia should be investigated. And for most people, we will say, if you have a change in your bowel habit, which is different and it's persistent for more than a couple of weeks, go to your doctor, get checked, get examined, and potentially get sent for investigation.
Now, I know a cancer, because my brother passed with cancer, it goes in different stages, doesn't it?
That's right.
Is bowel cancer exactly the same?
Exactly. So whenever we have a cancer diagnosis, we stage it. We look at how far it's spread, whether it's confined to the bowel, whether it's gone to the lymph glands, or whether it's gone further to the liver, to the lungs. And based on how far it may have spread, it's stage one or stage four. Now, if you are vigilant and you get diagnosed early, and one of the things that we are doing is the bowel cancer screening program, where people are sent kits to the house to test the stool. And if you're able to pick up bowel cancer early, you get cured because it's stage one or stage two. If it's further than that, particularly stage four where it's spread, it's no longer a curable condition. So 9 out of 10 people will have their cancer cured if it's picked up early. So we want people to be aware, alert, and engage with the doctors whenever they have any of these symptoms.
I know, I got this letter through, because I'm 58 now, so the doctor sent me this letter through, and I went to Basildon Hospital, and everybody was so relaxed about it. But I'm sitting there going, oh, here we go. I'm going to have a camera crew probing areas that shouldn't be probed.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, people come, a lot of people are quite embarrassed about it because of the area we're talking about. No one likes to talk about their bowels, but, you know, when you come in, you've had the bowel cleansing medication. Everyone there are professionals. This is what we do. We do thousands of these every year. The bowel's cleaned out. I rarely see any stool or poo in my work, despite what people think. And it's a very clean atmosphere. It's very professional. And it's very quick. And with that test, you'll be able to work out whether or not you do or don't have bowel cancer. You may have polyps. You may have bowel cancer. There may be other causes for that test to become positive. But and therefore, people shouldn't be alarmed if they get called in following that test becoming positive, because the majority of the time it'll be something benign, like a little polyp or, you know, hemorrhoids. But it's worthwhile making sure that cancer is checked for.
So what is actually a polyp?
So a polyp literally means a protrusion or a growth in the bowel. And there's a variety of types of polyp. Now, the majority of polyps are nothing to worry about, and they become more frequent as you get older. And these little growths in the bowel get bigger and bigger, and some of them, which are called adenomas, it's a type of polyp, are precursors to cancer. So if you were to have a colonoscopy at least once around the age of 50 or so, and have polyps removed, then those polyps, if they were to be those types of polyps that could change, your risk of bowel cancer would go down considerably. So that's why we look for polyps and we try to remove them. They're not cancerous, but some of them can be precursors.
Brilliant. Okay.
And they don't cause any symptoms.
Oh, really?
And they say, oh, I've got bleeding or diarrhea, and we find a polyp. That's a chance finding, and it's a good thing we find them, because by removing them, we're helping prevent cancer.
So basically, just apply it, just do as your doctor tells you, and just grit your teeth and do it.
Absolutely. And to remember, you know, at the end of the day, what we're doing is we're trying to save lives. And the reason I got into bowel disease and colorectal disease and bowel cancer treatment is that it's quite satisfying to be able to cure people from the condition, because we get a high level of cure, but we do need people to come in and come in early. And it's not always possible, but if you do get those alarm symptoms, bleeding which is not bright, which is dark, which may be mixed in with a stool or diarrhea, get it checked out. It could be IBS, it could be diverticular, it could be all manner of things, inflammatory bowel, but it could also be bowel cancer. So yeah, definitely do get involved, do get engaged. Do as your doctor tells you, as you put it, and make sure you get tested.
Brilliant. Nadeem Ashraf, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. I think you've probably put a lot of people's minds at rest.
You're most welcome. Lovely talking to you too. Thank you very much for having me.